Most businesses in Houston are still closed, including grocery stores and restaurants. That was Ali Mohsen's plan to keep his business, Anthony's Deli, on Cypress Creek Parkway, closed.
But when we called the deli, he could barely talk. He was so busy attending to customers during the lunch hour.
Yeah, listen, I know. I'm still busy right now. You have to catch me one, like, because, you know, people in and out. I'm the only one here. I have only one help.
So we called him back after the lunch rush when he explained that none of his other employees could make it through the floodwaters to get to Anthony's Deli.
They have very problem coming to work because they all live in that area and it's flooded. I have one person, only one lady. She lives across the street from the store. That's the only one I have here. So actually, I opened yesterday. I was coming up here to take some food home to my family. So I come over, and soon I open the door. I see people start coming in. They say, please, nobody's open but you. And we're hungry. So I stayed open till like 10 o'clock that night. So I do that. I did that again today. People, they thanks me a lot for being open, and I'm being taken order by phone. A lot of like regular customers, they call me, see if I'm open. But we serve everything. We have we run out of a few things, but we have food to serve like today and tomorrow, I think. After that, I don't know. Maybe we just hope to God the situation is getting better and the rain will stop and Mr. Harvey will go away, so we'll be back to normal. Then we can get food supply, we can go to food companies, we can order, people can deliver things, you know, anything we can bring food to the place. As long as no rain, no flood, the street is open, we'll be okay. But I just called 2-3 suppliers actually today, and nobody opened, and they said we don't know how long we're going to be closed because we cannot kind of take a risk to be in the freeways.
Ali Mohsen is the owner of Anthony's Deli in Houston. He says he's also been giving food away to the homeless.